My name is Laura Barnard. I am 14 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with my grandpa, and we are recording this interview in Vero Beach, Florida. So, Grandpa, can you tell me about how you found out about World War II starting?
Well, the most vivid memory I have is what has become known as Pearl Harbor Day. It was December 7th of 1941. And I, at that time, lived in Jackson Heights, Queens. And I was listening on the radio, because there was no TV in those days. I was listening to a game, a football game being played by the New York Football Giants against the then Brooklyn Dodgers. That Dodger team no longer exists, but it did at that time. And during the broadcast, they announced that all military personnel should report to their headquarters and bases, etc. And a strange sort of an announcement as far as I was concerned. I was only a kid of about 10 or 11 years old. And then they said a bombing had taken place at Pearl Harbor. And I remember I went from one room to the next and got my father and asked him, have you ever heard of Pearl Harbor? Where is that? He had no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
So we didn't know until a few hours later that it had been out in Hawaii and the bombing had taken place with the Japanese against the Americans. And that was the beginning of the U.S. entry into World War II.
Wow. So you were around 10 or 11?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How, as a kid, you know, hearing about a war, how did that kind of change your childhood?
Well, gee, that's tough to answer. It was strange in that I didn't know much about it at all, but the advent of patriotism was very apparent in people you knew in the streets that you walked on. There was this feeling of anger and revenge and young men couldn't wait to get in the service. They went in droves to enlist, quite contrary from any incidences since then.
Yeah.
It was a very patriotic and popular thing to do, to become part of the military.
Did anyone you knew, like in your family or any of your friends, parents, did they enlist?
Yes, I had a cousin who was actually killed in the war. But most of us were too young of my siblings and, not siblings, but cousins. We were all under the draft age.
Yeah. And so when people were enlisting for war, you had to be a certain age, didn't you?
Yeah, it was 18 and above.
And did people who were not 18, like, did they enlist anyways and, like, lie about their age?
Yeah, in a few instances, it was the minority, but some did or got parental permission to enlist. I think the youngest acceptable age was 17.
Oh, okay.
And with parental permission, you could then join the armed forces. But you are what you are, and if you're a certain age, you just couldn't accelerate it. So you had to be an observer, that's all.
Yeah. And did, like, things in your town, like, did prices differ or, you know, anything else change?
Yeah, the biggest thing was shortages of things that you were used to that were plentiful. And people would save tinfoil and things like that that were short. You couldn't go into the store and just willy-nilly pick anything up. You had ration books, first of all, that would entitle you to so much butter, so much sugar, so much meat products. Everything was limited. And I think it was done both because it was required and also psychologically to get people to realize that things were tough, and people overseas, we had two oceans that protected us, so we didn't see anything firsthand. But in Europe and in the Far East and the Pacific, war was raging, and people were getting hurt and killed.
Yeah, so, you know, you talked about how the war started. You know, you remember how the war started and what was going on during the war, but do you have any specific memories of when the war ended?
Well, there was you could tell it was coming that after 4 years, the Americans and allies were finally stopping Hitler in Europe and Hirohito and the Japanese in the Far East and in the Pacific. So you could see the tide changing, and the end was coming in sight, and there was a lot of joy over that, and people would come home and resume normal careers in life, and there was an anticipation of that, and it was a joyous sort of a feeling.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
You're
very interesting.
Quite welcome.
All right, love you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That was great.